ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। कृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। ॐ ॐ विदिताखिलशास्त्रसुधा जलधे महिषोपनिषत्कथितार्थनिधे हृदये कलये विमलं चरणं भव शङ्करदेशिक मे शरणं भव शङ्करदेशिक मे शरणं भव शङ्करदेशिक मे शरणम्। ओके, ओम नमो भगवते श्री शंकर भगवत्पादरूपाय परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं। It's very important to understand this point here. This Upasakaha, the meditator, was invoking Hiranyagarbha, the total, upon different Vyakritis. What does it mean? All one Vyakriti forms the Angi. One Vyakriti is called Angi. Other Vyakritis are known as Angani. So, it means Angi, Angani means, it's like, suppose your trunk of the body is called Angi, the limbs connected to the trunk is called Anga, are called Angani. What is a total individual? Every individual human being is a combination of these Angi and Angani. Angi, the trunk part, based on which all the limbs are there. Like head is a limb on the top. Side we have two hands, limbs, two legs are the limbs. These are the limbs, Angani. Or Angi is a trunk part, central part is called Angi. So Angi, Angani. Suppose if you say a tree, okay, say tree, the trunk of the tree is Angi, the branches are Angani. Angani means limbs, parts. Angi is that which is endowed with the limbs. Angam yasya asti saha angi. The one who has the angam is called angi. Angi is a nakarantha pullinga shabda. Angam yasya asti saha angi. The one who is endowed with the limbs is called angi. And the limbs belong to him. Therefore, when you say Hiranyagarbha is one whole cosmic being, a cosmic person. Now we see, what is Bhagavan? Bhagavan is the whole cosmos is Bhagavan. So we see the whole cosmos as one cosmic being. Cosmic being means, then you see, give a form to Bhagavan. What form? One is the, we get to see, the all Angani are there. Like one cosmic being. And then here, Angi is, so Hiranyagarbha's Angi is invoked upon Mahaha. Angi, Hiranyagarbha, Mahaha stands for Angi. And rest of the three devatas stand, Vyakriti stand for Angani. So Mahaha, Angi, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Angani. Now, in each meditation, we invoke Hiranyagarbha as the whole. So there, one devata is invoked upon the Angi, Mahaha. Then other devatas invoked upon Angani. Like that, now, by invoking each meditation, the Hiranyagarbha, the whole, is invoked upon Angi and as Angi devata and Anga devatas. In each meditation, the whole Hiranyagarbha is invoked on four Vyakritis. as Angi and Angani. On the whole, on all four Vyakritis, the totality of Hiranyagarbha is invoked. And a person who meditates upon Hiranyagarbha, when he goes to Brahmaloka, he becomes one with Hiranyagarbha. Means, what does it mean? All his Angas should become one with Hiranyagarbha's Angas. Got it? All his Angani must become one with Angani of Hiranyagarbha's. There's no Angam or anything. They all are Devatas. That is why it is said, the person who goes to Brahmaloka, he was invoking the Bhuhu, the Agni Devata upon Bhuhu, Vayu Devata upon Bhuvaha, like Aditya upon Mahaha. So this, when Hiranyagarbha goes there also, this meditator, when he goes there, he attains the attributes of Hiranyagarbha. So he has Swarajyam. He has Swarajya Praptihi. Which means, he merges in Agni, he merges in Vayu, he merges in everything. Means, what it means is, he becomes one with Hiranyagarbha as Hiranyagarbha. He remains as Hiranyagarbha. You should not take it literally. Okay, first he goes and mixes there, not like that. Bhuhu iti agnau, bhuvaha iti vayau, suvaha iti adityye. What does it mean? He becomes one with Agni Devata. He becomes one with Vayu Devata. He becomes one with all the Devatas. Means, as Hiranyagarbha, he remains without physical identity. He remains in subtle form, one with Hiranyagarbha. Okay? As the Lord of all these, he becomes one with Hiranyagarbha. That is what is meant by this expression, Bhuhu iti agnau, Bhuvaha iti vayo, Suvaha iti adityye, etc. Okay, now we have to read 196. Am I correct? Okay. So, Teshvatma bhavena stitva apnoti brahma bhotaha Swarajyam, Swaradbhavam, Swayameva Rajadhipatir Bhavati, Angabhutanam, Devanam, Yatha Brahma. Teshu Yeva Atma Bhavena Stitva. Teshu Yeva Atma Bhavena Stitva. Now his identity is not anymore with the individual subtle body. Now his identity is with what now? Corresponding total Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, Teshu Yeva Atma Bhavena Stitva. Which means, Atma Bhavena Tishtati. This person, Atma Bhavena Tishtati, means he remains with the thought, how I am all these. Remaining with the thought, remaining with the thought that I am all these is called what? Atma Bhavena Sthanam. Naan ivigal ellam engindra ennathodu iruttal. Atma Bhavena Tishtati. By remaining like that, what happens? Atma Bhavena Stitva. Kutra Atma Bhavena Tishtati Teshu. In all those Devatas, he sees all the Devatas as I. It means his identity is now with all of them. Apnoti. What does he attain now? Brahma Bhutaha Swarajyam Apnoti. Brahma Bhutaha means remaining as Hiranyagarbha. Having become Hiranyagarbha means remaining as Hiranyagarbha. Swarajyam apnoti. Apnoti Swarajyam. He attains Swarajyam. What is what Swarajyam mean? Swarajyam is sovereignty. He attains Swarajyam. Okay? Swarajyam means Shankaracharya writes Swarat Bhavam. See, Swarat Bhavaha, Swarad Bhavaha. Swarad Bhavam apnoti. What is what Swarat means? Swayam Rajate iti Swarat. Okay, Swayam Rajate iti Swarat. Ye Swayameva Raja Bhavati. He himself becomes the ruler. He himself becomes the ruler means what now? He was ruled individual all these days as an Upasaka. Now, as Upasana Palam, he has become one with Hiranyagarbha. Because of that, what? No, he is ruler. He is ruler means for him to be a ruler, to become an adhipatihi, to become the chief, to become the king, to attain the sovereignty. Now his identity with the physical body must be shed. Okay. No more identified with the gross physical body. But one thing is, identity is not with the gross physical body. Identity is not even with the individual subtle body. No, identity is with the total subtle body. Very important. Identity is not with the individual gross body, already negated as anatma. Identity is not even with the single individual subtle body. No, samashti subtle body. The total subtle body, his identity is there. Therefore, that's what Brahma Bhutaha, having become one with Hiranyagarbha, this person, Raja Bhavati, Adhipatihi Bhavati, Sadharat Bhavati, okay, Swarajyam Apnoti, he attains, becomes the ruler. Now, Angabhutanam Devanam, he becomes the ruler of what? He becomes the ruler, he becomes the lord of all those devatas invoked upon other Vyakritis, which are Anga Devatas. All the Devatas which are invoked upon the Bhuhu Bhuvaha Subhaha, those Devatas are all Angani, limbs of Hiranyagarbha. Now because he has become one with Hiranyagarbha, limbs of Hiranyagarbha become his limbs. Therefore he becomes the lord, the ruler of all of them. Which means the limbs are used by the Angi. Angani are used by the Angi. So you use your hands and legs. Hands and legs do not use you. Okay. Therefore you use your hands and legs. Similarly, it means you have say over your limbs. They are meant for your service. Similarly, this Hiranyagarbha, now this person, Upasakaha, who is one with Hiranyagarbha, has all the Angani limbs of Hiranyagarbha are his limbs now. Therefore, he became the ruler of all of them, which means he is one with Hiranyagarbha. Not only that, just as Hiranyagarbha is the lord of everything, he is lord of everything. It is possible because of his identity with the Samashti Sukshma Shariram. The shifting of the identity, that's very important. That shift in the identity is possible because of the upasana shakti, upasana phalam. Tasve devaha, now page number 197. Okay. Devaha cha sarve asmai. Sarve devaha cha devascha sarve asmai. Sarve asmai, sarve asmai, angine balim avahanti angabhutaha yatha brahmane. Yatha, just as so devascha sarve asmai angine balim avahanti. Sarve devaha, you put sarve devaha. And so he becomes the ruler, and cha sarve devaha, all devas. Who are all the devas? Angabhutaha devaha, the devas which are like the limbs of Hiranyagarbha. Okay, angabhutaha devaha sarve, all devas which are like the limbs of Hiranyagarbha. Balim avahanti, they bring offerings. Avahanti, they bring oblations. See, before he was the offerer of oblations, the offerer of oblations, now he has become one with Hiranyagarbha. So devaha balim avahanti, they bring offerings. Whom? Balihi means offering. Okay, unfortunately the word balihi is mistaken for any living being. Balihi means any oblation is balihi only. Any naivedyam you do is balihi only. Why it is the word balihi? It is called because finally what has to be offered is one's own self to Bhagavan. Final offering, no? What is to be offered to Bhagavan is one's own self. That is a cognitive process. It is not physically offering. That is why it's called Balihi. Okay, Balim Avahanti. Avahanti, bring. See, Vahanti is the Vahanti is the verb. A is a prefix. Vahanti, carry. So Avahanti, bring. Carry also bring. You can say both. The prefix same mean the same. Now all the Anga Devatas, Angabhutaha Devaha, the Devas now which are like the limbs of Hiranyagarbha, whom he pervades, that the, those Devas, now Balim Avahanti, they bring oblations. To whom? Asmai, to this Hiranyagarbha, to this meditator, now who is one with Hiranyagarbha, and who is he? Angi. This meditator, now who is one with Hiranyagarbha, is the Angi, Hiranyagarbha, and other Devatas are like his limbs, and those Angi, Angas, Anga Devatas, bring oblations to Angi Devata, Hiranyagarbha. Now because he is one with Hiranyagarbha, to this meditator, who meditator Hiranyagarbha, they bring oblations. Yatha Brahmane, Yatha Brahmane. Just as to Brahman, all these Devatas bring oblations. Now they bring oblations to this meditator also. Because he is one with Hiranyagarbha. Okay. Now page number 198. Homework pages are increasing for you. Okay. For you to read. Now, all the, we saw the Upasaka is supposed to get the attributes of Hiranyagarbha. Therefore now, first how he becomes one with Hiranyagarbha. And he becomes a Swarat, and he all the Devatas bring oblations to him. Now it is said, page number 198. I'm reading 198. Hope you're following. See, it's very important to understand Shankara Bhagavatpada's heart. Very beautiful it is. Just don't ignore it. Apnoti manasaha patim. Apnoti manasas patim. Manasaspatim apnoti. Manasaha patihi manasaspatihi. Actually, it's one manasaha patihi. Patihi means the Lord. In fact, the Lord of all the minds is Hiranyagarbha. So, actually, manasaha patitvam apnoti. It could have been, but mantra says manasaha patim apnoti. Means he attains the status of being the Lord of all the minds. He becomes the ruler, my Lord of all the minds. What does it mean? Now he remains as the total mind, therefore he pervades all the minds. Just as ocean pervades the wave, ocean the total pervades the fraction. Always samashtihi total. Microcosm pervades the vyashtihi, samashtihi vyashtim vyapnoti. The total pervades the individual. Therefore, this person now, this he, before he was individual minded, now he remaining one with samashtihi total, he as Hiranyagarbha, he pervades all the minds. Therefore, he said to be what now? The ruler of, the Lord of all the minds. No, Sarvesham hi manasam patihi. Shankaracharya writes the meaning of the word manasaspatim is the original mantra. What Shankaracharya writes? Sarvesham hi manasam patihi. He becomes the Lord of all the minds. Okay. It's called Sarvatmakatvat Brahmanaha. See, Brahman has Sarvatmakatvam, very important expression, better learn. Sarvatmakatvam, Sarvatmakatvam, Sarvatmakatvam. Sarvatmakatvam means having the status of being the Sarvatma. Please make a note. Sarvatmakatvam means having the status of being the Sarvatma or being the Sarvatma. Sarvatma means being the self of all. Just as ocean is the Sarvatma of all the, every wave. Similarly here, the total is the Sarvatma, self of all the individual beings. So we say here, Hiranyagarbha, because Hiranyagarbha is a samashti, total subtle manifestation, he pervades all the minds. Therefore, Sarvatma, it's relatively Sarvatma. Absolute Sarvatma is Parambrahma Chaitanyam. Consciousness is the absolutely self of all the beings. Absolutely, the self of all the beings, self of everything. The only truth of everything is consciousness, Parambrahma. And that is absolutely. Relatively, Hiranyagarbha is said to be the self of all the individuals. He pervades all the individuals in the form of individual minds, individual pranas, individual sense organs. Therefore, he is said to be Sarvatma. So, Brahmanaha Sarvatmakatvam. Brahman has Sarvatmakatvam. Brahman means Sagunam Brahma Hiranyagarbha has Sarvatmakatvam. Therefore, this meditator, now who is one with Hiranyagarbha, also has Sarvatmakatvam. Thereby, he also becomes the self of all the individual subtle bodies. Therefore, he becomes the lord of all the minds. Okay. Sarvaihi hi manobihi tan manute. Beautiful. Sarvaihi manobihi tan manute. It means, why do you say Hiranyagarbha is Sarvatma? Because it is Hiranyagarbha who alone thinks, knows, understands through all the minds. The only knower, the only experiencer, the only enjoyer through all the minds is Hiranyagarbha. That is why Hiranyagarbha is said to be omniscient Lord. Now we are not talking about the Swarupam of the knower, we are talking about the knower. Be careful. The very subtle line between Hiranyagarbha and Parambrahma. The only absolute knower, okay, the only knower obtaining in all the minds. The only thinker obtaining in all the minds, who is knowing, enjoying, perceiving through all the minds is Hiranyagarbha. So many minds, but in all the minds, who is the one who is knowing through different minds? Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, sarvaihi manobhihi, through all the minds, tan manute. Tan means what? Tad brahma manute. Manute means thinks. It is the tad brahma means Hiranyagarbha is a masculine gender word. Sagunam Brahma is a neutral gender word. Therefore, tan. Okay. Tan manute means tad sagunam brahma. That Hiranyagarbha manute. Hiranyagarbha thinks, knows, understands through all the minds. Why? Hiranyagarbha is Sarvatma. Okay, he pervades. He is the self of all the minds. He is the one who pervades all the minds. Therefore, he is the lord of all the minds. Therefore, he is said to be Manasas Patihi, Manasam Patihi. Okay. Manasaha Patihi singular, Manasam Patihi plural. Okay. Sarvaihi hi indeed manobihi tad brahma manute. Manute is the atmanepadam. Manute thinks. Again, interesting information. Why atmanepadam? Because manute is always atmanepadam only. Because it's a very thinking, other people cannot know for you. They can think for you, but they cannot know for you. You have to know yourself. Therefore, manute. Sarvesham hi manasam patihi sarvatmakatvat brahmanaha. Sarvehi hi manobihi tad brahma manute. Tan manute sandhi. You have to make a note. Which means, what does it mean? What is the glorification here? What is the Hiranyagarbha's attribute? The thinking is possible because of Hiranyagarbha. Knowing is possible because of Hiranyagarbha, which means the knower, Hiranyagarbha alone, stands for all knowledge, omniscience. Okay, omniscient is Hiranyagarbha. Why? The only knower through all the minds is Hiranyagarbha. You can use only your mind. So your knowledge is your alpajnanam we have. Using one mind, how much can we know? Very little we can, because our mind has very little capacity to reach the range. Therefore, through every mind, in every mind there is knowledge gained through perception, experience. And all knowledge obtaining in all the minds of different objects, different things, that knowledge is possible because of Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha is said to be all knowledge, omniscient Lord. See, his appreciation of Samashtihi. See, how many ever number of minds are there? All the minds are nothing but subtlest matter. It's called Sukshma Dravyam. It is inert matter. So, but that mind now has the capacity to think. It is conscious and sentient because there is manifestation of consciousness. And that manifestation, in every mind there is manifestation of consciousness. Therefore, manifestations of consciousness are many. Even the consciousness is one. Now we are seeing all the manifestations obtaining in all the mind as Hiranyagarbha. And the manifest knowledge is Ishwaraha. And the manifesting medium does not have independent existence. Therefore, all the manifesting media, all the minds are also looked upon as manifestations of Ishwara. Okay, you look at all of them are one and the same. Therefore, we say all the manifestations are one and the same, only source. Therefore, we look at the totality of manifestations as what? Manifestation of consciousness, which is Ishwaraha. The consciousness is Parambrahma, but manifestation of consciousness is what? Ishwaraha. Okay, next. Kincha, page number 198. You must read Swamiji's text afterwards, and then any doubts you must make and bring it and ask. You can clarify it here. Okay, Kincha, Vakpati, even though Hiranyagarbha status, okay, manifestation of knowledge is there, that's fine, but still in all the minds, what is there? Ajnanam also is there. Okay, Ajnanam also is still there. Okay. We only see that the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in every mind is Ishwara, the Lord. Kincha Vakpatihi is also original text word from the text. Sarvasam vacham patihi bhavati. Vakpatihi sarvasam vacham patihi bhavati. See, vak is a stilinga shabda. Vacham is a possessive plural. So vacham patihi bhavati. Sarvasam vacham patihi bhavati. So this individual now, Hiranyagarbha is the Lord of speech. Why? Hiranyagarbha is the manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, omniscience is Hiranyagarbha, means the expression of that knowledge in the form of words also is Hiranyagarbha. That's why Vagdevi, we say Saraswati is Vagdevi. Okay. Now, Vakpatihi, the Lord of all speech, any language, the Lord of all speech, all words is Hiranyagarbha. For it is said, Sarvasam Vacham Patihi. Hiranyagarbha is the Lord of all knowledge, omniscient Lord, therefore Lord of all words. Because words are all expressions of manifest knowledge. Tathaiva Kincha actually kim separately what, cha separately and. When you put together kincha, which means further, melum, he also becomes lord of speech. Tathaiva chakshushpatihi. Chakshush is a neuter gender word. Chakshush means indriyam, seeing power. Chakshushpatihi means what? Lord of the seeing power. Lord of the seeing power means not only one power. Chakshusham patihi. He is the lord of the all seeing powers. The seeing power, Vyashti Shaktihi, Samashti Shaktihi. The seeing power obtaining in every individual's eye is another than Hiranyagarbha, Ishwaraha, the manifestation of knowledge. The seeing power is manifestation of knowledge. The thinking power is manifestation of knowledge. The knowing power is the manifestation of knowledge, which is Ishwara. Shrotranam cha vijnanam cha patihi. Shrotrapatihi, vijnanapatihi. All these words come in the mantra. Shrotranam vijnanam cha patihi means what? Shrotranam patihi. The hearing power obtaining in every ear is Hiranyagarbha. The Vyashti Shaktihi, Vyashti Indriyam, is actually nothing but Samashtihi. Samashti is not Vyashti, but Vyashti is Samashtihi. The total is not the individual power, but the individual power is nothing but the total power. Ocean is not the wave, but the wave is ocean. Similarly, Shrotrapatihi, Hiranyagarbha, as Hiranyagarbha, this meditator, now he becomes the lord of all hearing powers. It means hearing power, seeing power. It means he becomes lord of all sense powers. Vijnananam chapatihi, he becomes the lord of all knowledge manifest in all the minds. Every antahkaranam has a jnanam. The vijnanam here is the manifest knowledge. What? Knowledge of objects. The knowledge of objects manifest in all the minds is vijnanam. So vijnananam patihi means all forms of knowledge. Swamiji prefers this expression. He is the all pieces of knowledge manifest in all the minds. What? One the only Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, he is the lord of all knowledge. Sarvatmakatvat. And second sentence now. Now he became the lord of sense organs, lord of minds, lord of all knowledge, lord of all intellects. So vijnananam patihi also means what now? He becomes lord of all the minds also. As Hiranyagarbha, we understand him as the lord of all knowledge. Now, Vijnananam Patihi, also lord of all minds, all sense organs, all knowledge. Now, Sarvatmakatvat, Sarva Praninam Karanehi, Tadvan Bhavati. Beautiful. Sarvatmakatvat, as Hiranyagarbha Samashtihi, the total, pervades all the individual physical forms. Okay. Sarvatmakatvat, because of his all pervasiveness, because of his being the self of all the beings, sarva praninam karanaihi, with the instruments of all beings, all the living beings, with the instruments of all the living beings, he alone becomes the one who is endowed with all the instruments. Tadvan means karanavan bhavati. Manah karanavan, indriya karanavan, he becomes the karanavan, means he becomes the one who is endowed with all the instruments. As an individual meditator, he had only one mind, one set of sense organs, one set of organs of actions. Now, once the physical identity is not there, in subtle form, his identity is the total samashti hiranyagarbha. Now he becomes the one who is endowed with all the sense organs, all the organs of actions, all the minds, all the intellects. So sarva karanavan bhavati, tadvan bhavati. Why? Karanehi. Sarva praninam karanehi. Because he is the self of all the beings. He is there as all the minds. He is there as all the sense organs. Therefore, he becomes the one who is endowed with all the minds, all the intellects, all the sense organs, etc. Sarvatmakatvat, due to his being the self of all the beings at the subtle level. Not at the absolute consciousness level, but at the subtle level. This is what now, even now we can see how, even as we understanding, this Upasaka's benefits, the benefits enjoyed with Upasaka's, appreciating how Upasaka also has the attributes of Samashti Hiranyagarbha, Samashti Sukshma Shariram Hiranyagarbha, we can appreciate even now that how we are at the subtle level, non-different from the total. This is the very important thing. What is even now you can appreciate this fact of ourselves being non-separate from the subtle, samash total at the subtle level. It's called what? Living in Pooja Swami's most loud expression. Living in the awareness of total is always being in meditation. Seeing the fact of one's own self being non-different from the corresponding total at the subtle level. There's no, your mind doesn't exist independently. Your sense organs do not exist independently. Your sense organs, your organs of actions do not exist independently. They all exist because there's a corresponding total. Just as one wave cannot exist by itself independently, there must be a total corresponding big ocean. Only then wave can boast itself to be a wave and it can hang around. As a wave, only as a part of the ocean. No wave can ever say, I don't care for the ocean. I don't want the ocean to be there. I don't care. I'm very... No wave can say, okay, the wave will disappear. But the wave, to have the status of being the wave, to enjoy the existence as wave, it must be around, there must be around the ocean. There be corresponding total. Okay, no individual can exist independently without the corresponding total being there. So at the physical level also, we are non-separate from Virat. At the subtle level also, we are definitely non-separate from the corresponding subtle total. Subtle gross, subtle manifestation. This is the real amazing fact. Upasanam helps us appreciate the total. Okay, the inseparability, non-separateness of the individual from the total at the subtle level also. The gross level, subtle level, subtler level, subtler level, subtlest level, we understand what? Aham Brahmasmi. Subtlest level. And Upasanam helps you understand this individuality being resolvable in totality. Resolvability of the individuality in totality, Upasanam shows. Okay. That's Swamiji's own words, what I'm saying. Even though this book doesn't have those words. Okay. Next.
Swamiji, can you again explain how to split this karanaihi tadvan bhavati? Karanaihi.
No. With the instruments, with enjoying all the instruments, being the self of all the beings, he becomes the one who is endowed with all the instruments. Uh-huh. Sarva karanavan bhavati. Okay. Next, page number 199. Kincha tato pyadhikatarameva, tato pyadhikatarametad bhavati. Kincha tato pi adhikataram etad bhavati. Tataha api tatopi. See, tataha thereafter, api also. Together, tatopi means even more. Tataha separately means what? Thereafter. Api means also. But together its expression tatopi means even more. Tatopi, even more. Okay? Even then. Kincha, further. Moreover. Tatopi, adhikataram. See, adhikam means more. Adhikataram, adhikam itself is what now? Much. Adhikam, much. Adhikataram, more. Adhikatamam, most. Adhikam, much. Adhikataram, more. Adhikatamam, most. Now, adhikataram, etad bhavati. Etad means what? This becomes more. More than that. Tataha api, what has been discussed before. Tataha api, adekattilum. So tataha api also what now? Tataha thereafter, api also. But tatopi, even than that. Okay, tatopi, adekattilum, adikataram yetad bhavati. Now this becomes much more than what has been said before. Tatopi adhikataram yetad bhavati yetad. This. What is this? Now what is going to be said now? Immediately is much more than what has been said before. Tatopi yetad adhikataram bhavati. What is that which is more than what has been said before? Munbu sollapattadai kaatlum adhigamaanadhaaga inge ulladhu. What is that? Kintathu uchyate.
What is that?
Aakasha shariram. Aakasha shariram Brahma. He says, Aakashaha shariram asya. Aakasha shariram Brahma. That comes in the mantra. Hope you can notice. Akasha shariram means akashaha shariram asya.
Asya akasha vadva.
It means akasha shariram asya means what? Asya shariram akasha bhavati. It means the whole space becomes his body. What does it mean? Akasha vad va sukshmam shariram asya. His body, his form is subtle. His form is subtle like the space. Therefore, it is all pervasive. Like space. Akashavad sukshma means his form is subtle like the space. Therefore, he is all pervasive like space. Shariram asya iti akasha shariram. The space becomes his body. The space becomes his form. What does it mean? Space becomes his form. Space becomes his sadidam. His form is subtle like the space. Therefore, he is all pervasive like space. Because space is like his form. Kim tate, what is that which whose form is like the space? Who is all pervasive like the space? Prakritam Brahma. Prakritam means the Brahman which is under discussion now. Which Brahma? Not Param Brahma, but Nirguna, not Nargunam Brahma, but Sagunam Brahma, Hiranyagarbha. The Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha. Okay? The Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha, the entire subtle universe. Even though it is of the nature of inertness, the inert subtle manifest universe, because of the manifestation of consciousness, now it is not separately seen. Therefore, it is whole subtle manifestation is looked upon as Ishwaraha. That is Hiranyagarbha, Sagunam Brahma. And that Sagunam, therefore, we say the subtle body is subtle. Subtle. Therefore, subtler than the mind is subtler than the space. You know why? Mind, space is object of knowledge. And then therefore, mind is subtler than the space. That is why we say, Hiranyagarbha is of the subtle form. Well, it's all pervasive like this space. And the space itself becomes his form, which means he is all pervasive. At the subtle level, subtler level, he is all pervasive. One more thing, the sense powers are not available for sense perception because they are very powers, very subtle. We can only understand the existence of sense powers, we can only infer their existence, which means we infer them, but still they are not taintable. So also mind, so also the thoughts, so also manifest knowledge. So whether it is manifestation of knowledge obtaining from the thought, for the mind and sense organs, the pranas, they are very subtle that they are not available for touching or perception. They are imperceptible because of their subtleness. Sukshmatvati. Why? That is why they are adrishyam. Not subtle. That gross. That is the way the name is given, subtle body, subtle manifestation. Therefore, they are like a space. Due to their subtleness, they are untainted, untaintable, untouchable, like imperceptible, like the space. Space is at least object of perception, knowledge. But still, they are all instruments. Being subtle instruments, they are not taintable like this space. You cannot measure this space. So also subtle body will understand them, but they are not touched. Satyatma in page number 200. Satyatma. Next is what? Satyat. Every word you must see. Akasha Shariram Brahma. Satyatma Pranara Mana Anandam. Okay, Satyatma. Now, what does it mean? Satyam. The word Satyam in this context, in this word, the word Satyam literally means truth, reality, real, truthfulness in speech. These are all the literal meanings of the word Satyam. But here, Satyam means Murta Amurta. Murtamurtam. Murta amurtam. Murtamurtam. The word satyam in this context means murta amurtam. Murtamurtam. Murtam means those objects with the forms are known as murtam. Amurta means formless objects. Therefore, it is Hiranyagarbha who alone is in the form of. See, Atma means in the form of. Satya Atma means the one who is in the form of Satyam. One who is in the form of the word Atma, taken as in the form. Satyatma means the one who is in the form of Satyam, which means the one who is in the form of objects with the forms and without forms. Objects with the formless objects and the objects with the forms. So all the gross forms are also Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is not gross forms. All the gross forms are Hiranyagarbha because without Hiranyagarbha, there cannot be Stula Shariram. Without your subtle body, Stulam cannot exist. Therefore, it is said, all the objects which have forms are Hiranyagarbha and all the without forms also Hiranyagarbha. The visible gross universe, invisible subtle universe, both are Hiranyagarbha only. Therefore we say Satyatma, Satyatma, one who is in the form of gross and subtle, visible, invisible world, all objects. World of objects. Then avithatam swarupam va. Another meaning is given. avitatam swarupam. See, vitatha means mithya. Mithya is what that is subject to change. Vitatha means mithya, but here avitatam means the changeless. Swarupam. See, Hiranyagarbha is subject to change, but swarupam of Hiranyagarbha is changeless. Okay? Hiranyagarbha's rupam is subject to change, but Hiranyagarbha's swarupam is changeless. Like what? Our rupam is subject to change. Our swarupam is changeless. Is it clear? Our swarupam and Hiranyagarbha's swarupam is one and the same. Ishvara swarupam, Jiva swarupam is one and the same. The swarupam of Ishvara, Hiranyagarbha, swarupam of Jiva, both are one and the same reality, which is changeless. Whereas Hiranyagarbha is all subject to change, Jiva is subject to change. Therefore, avitatam swarupam va atma swabhavaha yasya means, va means are, here va means are, other meaning is what? Avitatam swarupam yasya. The word satyam should be taken as avitatam. Satyatma is equal to satyam. First meaning you have seen. Second meaning is avitatam satyam. Atma means nature. Avitatam swarupam satyam avitatam atma swarupam. Avitatam swarupam yasya. The one whose swarupam is changeless, one whose nature is changeless, one who is essentially of the nature of changelessness. Okay. Swarupam va atma. Swabhavaha. The same nature. Yasya. Tad idam. Satyatma. It is this Hiranyagarbha, tad idam, means what? It is this Hiranyagarbha, whose essential nature, whose swarupam nature is changeless, whose swabhavaha, who is of the nature, swabhavaha means again same meaning, swabhavaha, swarupam, whose essential nature is changeless, whose nature is changeless, or who is in the form of both objects with the forms and without forms. The two meanings are given for satyatma. Satyam should be taken as those objects with the forms and without forms. Then satyam should be taken as again avitatam swarupam. So atma, avitatam satyam, atma swarupam. Avitata swarupaha means satya swarupaha, satyatma. That is the meaning. Pranaramam. Next, 201. Pranaramam mana anandam. No, pranaramam. So, this sagunam brahma is said to be pranaramam. We are not using masculine gender words because Upanishad uses neutral gender words. Because Sagunam Brahma is a neutral gender word. Pranaramam means what? Pranaramam. Pranaramam is called Pranaramam. Which means Praneshu. See, Praneshwaramanak. Praneshwaramanam Akrida. Two words. Praneshu Aramanam. Praneshu Aramanam. First meaning. Then Akrida. Akrida means sport, game. Aramanam. Aramanam, rejoicing, delighting, relishing. Many meanings are there for the word aramanam, enjoying. So here, praneshu means what? Indriyeshu. Please be very careful. Here, the word prana means indriyam. Prana ramam here should not be taken as pranas. Usually the word prana means prana everywhere. But here pranaha means indriyam. So praneshu aramate iti prana ramam. Praneshu aramate. Praneshu aramate iti prana aramam. Praneshu aramam. Which means indriyeshu aramate iti indriyaramam. Indriyaramam iti artaha. Pranaramam ityukte indriyaramam ityartaha. Okay. Indriyaramam. What does it mean? So praneshu indriyeshu aramate. The one who revels in all the sense organs. One who revels, I say one who, because you to gender, whatever, that which revels in all the sense organs. Okay, 1 minute. That which revels in all the sense organs, praneshu aramate. Which means the one who alone is in the form of all the sense powers. See, it is the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in all the subtle powers as, see, the mind serves as a manifesting medium. Similarly, every sense power also serves as manifesting medium for the manifest consciousness. Okay? Every sense power serves as a manifesting medium of manifest consciousness. Therefore, the manifesting medium, the manifest knowledge obtaining in the form of all the sense organs, said to be what now? The consciousness alone revels in all the sense powers. Manifest consciousness, manifest knowledge revels in all the sense organs means all the sense organs are capable of functioning in the presence of manifest knowledge. Okay, that which revels in all the sense organs. Then another meaning is what is giving. Tasya tasya prananam va aramaha. Prananam va aramaha yasmin. Tat pranaramam. We either say it is Hiranyagarbha who alone is reveling in all the sense powers of all the individual beings. In every sense power who is reveling is that which revels is Hiranyagarbha. Now he says that in whose presence all the sense powers revel. Okay, that in whose presence all sense powers revel. It means that in whose presence all the sense powers enjoy their existence, all the sense powers are become conscious and sentient, in whose presence all the sense powers are capable of functioning as sense powers, that is Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is in the form of manifest knowledge, in whose presence all the sense powers become conscious, sentient and functional. Therefore, in whose presence all the sense powers revel. They are said to be what now? Therefore, Hiranyagarbha is said to be Pranaramam. Instead of saying Hiranyagarbha, Sagunam Brahma Ishwaraha. Sagunam Brahma is a Pranaramam. Is Hiranyagarbha, I must have said Pranaramaha. But no, Pranaramam. Because Sagunam Brahma is the meaning. Okay, so because of the manifestation of knowledge in minds, all the minds become conscious, sentient and functional. And because of that, all the sense powers and organs of actions become conscious and sentient and functional. because of which all the pranas are functional, because of which the whole body becomes conscious and alive, sentient. Therefore, ultimately, it is Hiranyagarbha who alone is reveling in the form of all the sense powers. And all the sense powers are reveling because of the presence of Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha is known as what? Pranaramam. Now, this Upasaka has this status of being the Pranaramam. Now, he is not an own individual enjoying one set of sense organs. Now, he is the Hiranyagarbha who is reveling in all the sense organs. Okay, next. Mana Anandam. Mana Anandam. What is that now? Anandabhotam. Sukhakrideva. Yes, Yamanaha. Tan Mana Anandam. Mana Anandam. Pranara Mana Anandam. No. Mana Anandam means Anandabhutam. Anandabhutam. Anandabhutam means Anandarupena Bhavam. Okay. The one who is one whose mind is in the form of Anandaha. One whose mind is in the form of Anandaha. So any degree of pleasure enjoyed in the mind is Hiranyagarbha. Any degree of pleasure, any joy, ecstasy, pleasure, any gradation of pleasure enjoyed in the mind is Hiranyagarbha only. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha is the one who has the mind which is in the form of Anandaha. Means what? Hiranyagarbha is the one who is endowed with the mind in the form of Anandaha. Means Hiranyagarbha is in the form of all the minds. So in all the minds, any degree of pleasure enjoyed, any degree of happiness, joy enjoyed is Hiranyagarbha. For Hiranyagarbha is the one who has the mind in the form of happiness. So any pleasure in any every mind is Hiranyagarbha. Okay. Yasya manaha anandam anandabhutam. Which means sukhakrid eva yasya manaha. Which means Hiranyagarbha represents total manifestation of happiness. We are not talking about Swarupanandaha. Please remember, Hiranyagarbha stands for total manifestation of knowledge, total manifestation of happiness also. So manifest happiness is what? Manifestation of happiness. In every mind, happiness is manifest in terms of pleasure. A pleasure enjoyable in every mind is fraction of manifestation of happiness. Every mind, just as a wave is a fraction of the total ocean, happiness enjoyed in every mind is what? Fraction of manifestation of happiness. And so fractions of manifestations of happiness obtaining in all the minds is what? Totality of manifestation of happiness, which is Ishwaraha. Therefore, tan mana anandam means always samashti is the cause for the vyashti. Any pleasure enjoyable in every mind is nothing but Hiranyagarbha. The pleasure enjoyed is Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, only the source of happiness for all the minds. Hiranyagarbha represents the total mind. Therefore, any pleasure enjoyed in every individual mind is Hiranyagarbha. That way it is said, source of all manifest happiness. Okay. Source, Hiranyagarbha is the source of manifestation of happiness. Manifest happiness. The absolute source of manifestation of happiness is what? Parambrahma. That is different. relative source of manifestation of happiness is Hiranyagarbha. So when you understand the mind as Hiranyagarbha, anything associated with mind is what? Hiranyagarbha only. Manifest knowledge, manifest pleasure. Okay, mana anandam. We are talking about the manifest pleasure obtaining in the mind. Okay, next. 202. Last one. Shanti samruddham amrutam. Shanti samruddham. Sagunam brahmai shanti samruddham. And one more attribute. Shantihi means upashamaha. Shanti rupashamaha. Shanti samruddham is a word. Shankaracharya breaks that word. Shantihi is equal to upashamaha. Okay, upashamaha means what? Upashamaha means resolution. Shantihi, resolution. Okay, then samruddhihi. Shantihi cha tat samruddhan cha. Samruddham. Actually, ruddham is the word, it's a prefix. Samruddhihi, noun. Samruddhihi, noun. But here, samruddham participle, but used as a noun. Samruddham stands for abundance. Abundance means in total measure, full measure. Therefore, peace in full measure. Samruddham means abundance of peace. Abundance of peace means what? Abundance of peace implies peace in total measure. When is peace in total measure possible? When all the thoughts are resolved. The mind which has all the thoughts resolved is what? Total peace. Okay? Because samruddham. In example, in deep sleep state, when all the thoughts are resolved, what to have is what? Shanti samruddham. This is only example I'm giving. Don't take it that way. Okay. When all the thoughts are resolved, it is said what now? Resolution of the mind. Resolution of the mind actually means resolution of thoughts. When all the thoughts are resolved, mind alone is there. And then what is there is what? Peace. Peace in abundance. Peace in total measure. So Hiranyagarbha is the one who is in the form of total, the peace in total measure. The peace in total measure, the abundance of peace in having all the thoughts resolved is also none other than Hiranyagarbha. It is Hiranyagarbha who alone is in the form of peace in total measure when all the thoughts are resolved. Okay. Shantihi cha tat samruddham cha shanti samruddham. He is in the form of very peace and not simple peace, peace in total measure. Where Hiranyagarbha is known as shanti samruddham, the one who is in the form of total peace. Shantyava samruddhavat upalabhyate iti shanti samruddham. Shantyava samruddhavat upalabhyate. Upalabhyate means one who is available. Upalabhyate literally means one available and obtainable. Upalabhyate literally means obtained. One who is obtained. Obtained. Labhaha labhyate upalabhyate. Labhate active verb. Upalabhyate passive verb. Upalabhyate one who is obtained. One who is gained, attained. Means one who is recognized, recognizable, available. Okay, recognized. How? One who is attained, obtained, recognized in the form of kata upalabhyate samruddhavat. Samruddhavat upalabhyate. one who is obtained in the form of abundance. Samruddhavat, like the abundance. Okay, Samruddhavat means Samruddhavan. One who is obtained, recognized in the form of the one who is endowed with abundance. Samruddhavat means Samruddhavan. Samruddhavan Hiranyagarbha. Samruddhavat, new to gender word. Samruddhavat Sagunam Brahma. Samruddhavan, Samruddhavat, Samruddhavat Upalabhyate. One who is recognized in the form of the one who is endowed with Shantihi, absolute peace, total peace. Shantya Samruddhavat means one who is endowed with abundance of peace. It is Shanti Samruddham. One who is in the form of peace, one who is endowed with the peace. The man who is endowed with the peace is Hiranyagarbha, and the peace enjoyed in the man is also Hiranyagarbha. Next, Amritam. Next attribute is what? Amritam. Upanishad word is Amritam. Amarana Dharmaha. Amritam, as we said already, Mritam, dead. Mritam is a participle of Mriyate. And Amritam, literally means what? Not dead, which means immortal. Amritam, mortal. Amritam, immortal. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha is relatively immortal. Therefore, Amarana Dharmaha. Amarana Dharmi, the one who has the attribute of immortality. One who has the attribute of immortality, what now? One who is of the nature of immortality, not absolutely, relatively immortal. One who is not subject to death. Amarana Dharmi. Amarana Dharmaha Yasya Saha Amarana Dharmi. The one who is endowed with the nature or attribute of being immortal, not being subject to death, is called Amarana Dharmi. Amaranam Dharmaha Yasya. Immortality is the nature or dharma attribute Yasya. The one who has the immortality as his nature. Amarana Dharmi. It means one who is immortal. How? Not absolutely, relatively. Because Hiranyagarbha has a long life. I think once I told you how many Chaturyugas he lives. Means until Mahapralaya, Samashti Suksha Prapanchaha remains the same, doesn't undergo any change. Okay. Next. Yetachadhikatara Viseshanam Tatraiva Manomaya Ityado Drashtavyam Iti. Yetat cha Adhikatara Viseshanam. I told you already Adhikam, much, Adhikataram, more, Adhikatamam, most. Therefore, Adhikatara Viseshanam. Viseshanam means descriptive expressions. Descriptive word, adjective is called Viseshanam. So here, what adjective here? Viseshanam, attribute. Therefore, Adhikatara Viseshanam means Etad, means you take it as Etani. Okay. These Adhikatara Viseshanam. More of the attributes, more of the description. Etad Adhikatara Viseshanam, correct. Etad Adhikatara Viseshanam. This more description. This more description, or the more description, tatraiva manomaya ityado. This more description should be drashtavyam, should be seen. This more description should be seen tatraiva, there itself, in that place where manomayaha. So this more description, etad adhikatara viseshanam, this more description should be seen there itself in terms of manomayaha, etc. Ityado, manomayam mudalivehadil angudan adhigamana vilakkathai paarkka vendum. Vilakkam paarkkapada vendum. Okay. So, the extra attributes means what? Extra description. More description. The word viseshanam literally means adjective. He viseshanam means description. The more description revealing the greater attributes of Hiranyagarbha should be understood in terms of manomaya, etc. Okay. In page number 203. Are you all with me? Okay. Evam means what? Always evam means in this manner. Evam, in this manner. Evam is a indicable word. Manomayatvadi dharmaihi dharmair visishtam yatoktam brahma. Evam manomayatvadi dharmaihi visishtam yatoktam brahma. See, viseshnam is noun. Visishyate is the verb. Visishtam is adjective. Visishtam is a participle, here coming as an adjective. Visishtam. Visishta, taka, like tapratyanta, you have visishtam. Visishyate, noun, verb. Viseshanam, noun. Now, visishtam. So, viseshanam, description, describing. Visishtam, described. Okay. Manomayatvadi dharmaihi visishtam means what is it? Yathoktam brahma. Yatha uktam brahma. So this here sagunam brahma Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha. Even in this manner, described with attributes such as manomayaha. This brahman, sagunam brahma Ishvaraha Hiranyagarbha. Yathoktam mentioned, okay, the Hiranyagarbha Sagunam Brahma mentioned here, mentioned means in this section, is the one endowed with or described with the attributes, dharmaihi visishtam, described with attributes such as manomayaha, or you can say, Hiranyagarbha, one who is endowed with attributes mentioned above, described here, such as manomaya. This Hiranyagarbha. He Prachina Yogya. The student is addressed as He Prachina Yogya. I always told the meaning. Prachinam means ancient. Vidya, knowledge. Yogyaha, one who deserves. Prachinayaha vidyayaha yogyaha prachina vidyayogyaha. Prachina vidyayogyaha is prachina yogyaha. O student who deserves the ancient wisdom is calling prachina yogya. Upasva. Upasva is imperative. May you meditate. Upasva. Iti acharya vachanoktihi adarartha. Prachina yogya upasvetyacharya vachanokti radharartha. Upasvetyacharya vachanokti radharartha. E prachina yogya upasva yiti acharya vachana uktihi. Upasva yiti upasveti unasandhi. Upasveti upasva yiti acharya vachana uktihi. Vachanoktihi, acharya vachanasya ukti vachanoktihi, adarartha, So, hey, Pachina Yogya, may you meditate. Iti, this, thus, Acharya Vachanokti. The teacher's expression, the teacher's statement, Acharya Vachanam, Vachanam Uktihi, the mention of teacher's instruction. Acharya Vachanam is instruction of the teacher. Uktihi here mentioned. The mention of teacher's instruction in terms of, hey, Prachina Yogya Upaswa. That expression here is Adarartha. Adaraha means importance, support, help. But here, Adara Artha means what? For Adaraha means what? For support. For support means what? For importance. For revealing the importance, for showing the importance of meditation. Here, teacher's instruction of may you meditate is mentioned here. The mention of teacher's instruction in terms of hey prachina yogya upasva, which is an imperative verb, which having the imperative verb is mentioned here for showing the importance of meditation. The teacher is telling the student means it's an important action. Therefore, to show the importance of the practice of meditation, that teacher's instruction, the sentence showing the instruction of teacher is mentioned. Adarartha. So may meditate upon, hey, Pachina Yogya, may you meditate upon the Hiranyagarbha, Brahma Upasva. Which Brahma? Yathoktam Brahma. The Brahma which is mentioned in this section. How is it mentioned? Not simply. How? What to meditate on? May you meditate upon Hiranyagarbha mentioned here as the one who is described with all the attributes, or who is described as the one endowed with all these attributes. See, attributes are described here mainly for us to be able to meditate on. Uktaha eva upasana shabdartha. The meaning of the word upasanam has already been explained. Upasanam. Upasanam. What is upasanam here? Seeing one's own mind being non-separate from. See, because we are invoking all the devatas upon what? Invoking Hiranyagarbha as one's own self. Because don't forget, we have come all the way, long way. It's a combined upasanam. The Vyakruti upasanam, Antakruti upasanam should be combined together and practiced. But in this Antakruti upasanam, we are invoking Hiranyagarbha upon one's own mind. Therefore, one's own mind is seen as Hiranyagarbha. Now, toward the end, what we saw was only the attributes. Okay? Therefore, is Angraha Upasanam. And here he is telling the student, hey, Prachina Yogya, may you meditate upon Hiranyagarbha as the one who is endowed with all these attributes. Describe, meditate upon Hiranyagarbha, who is endowed with all these attributes. This is the Upasanam. This is how Upasanam should be done. Upasana Arthaha. The meaning upasana shabda artha, the meaning of the word upasanam has already been said in the very beginning. Okay. Iti shashta anuvaka bhasham samaptam. Homework page number 204, 205. See, Swamiji's book is amazing. Please read it. Okay. What is the, see, Swamiji beautifully explains in page number 204 and 5, homework for you, please read it. See, now this Ahangraha Upasanam helps you, it's a fact. your mind is non-different from Samashti Hiranyagarbha. Like waves, ocean, every individual being at different levels. So the physical level is non-different from total gross universe. At the subtle level also, at the prana level, you are non-different from the total. At the mental level, in psychological level also, you are non-different from the total. This is a fact. Okay, therefore, and see, you are not able to see this fact because how your mind, your sense organs, your pranas are non-different from the corresponding total pranas, mind and sense organs. It's called living in the awareness of the total. This is upasanam. This is what is upasanam. Seeing oneself being non-different from total. Now, even though absolutely how you are non-different from the total, because you are essentially the reality, which is one and the only reality of the whole. That is absolute wisdom, absolute jnanam, where your eyesense will be totally resolved. Ahankara will be totally resolved. But before that, this is a nice way of resolving the individuality in totality at different levels. The gross level you see, the subtle level also you see how this subtle body, the subtle this mind, these pranas, these sense organs are non-different from the corresponding total. This is seeing the living in awareness of the total is upasana meditation. And this helps you to resolve the, to make, Swami says, you can really make your ahankara thin. Ahankara becomes thin. When you see the whole mind and body, sense organs as Bhagavan, the total, you can't have I sense in the mind as I. I am the mind. That will not be possible. Seeing the fact of individual being subtle body being non-separate from the corresponding total is what? Again, ahankara becomes, the gross ahankara becomes negated. Still, subtle ahankara will be there. And gradually it can be resolved. That's the idea. Okay? So, class is over now. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.